Chazar zeichen is bevach ichas chashvagam b'mam Yehudim sechad is pesachim daf mem dalad. Avo in the name of Yechon and said in all halachas of the Torah when there's an osur item which is mixed with a mutter item and someone does an act with the osur item to make it osur. For example, let's say he eats a mixture of kosher and non-kosher meat. The mutter item of the mixture does not combine with the osur item to reach the requisite amount needed to be chayav. For example, a kazayas, except the case of a nazir who, if he eats grapes and bread, which together get to the combined kazayas, he will be chayav because regarding the nazir, the pasuk says mishras. Ze'iri says another exception is one who burns chametz on the mizbeach. All kabbalas are not allowed to be chametz. Therefore, if one burns a half a kazayas of chametz and a half a kazayas of matz on the mizbeach, it'll combine to make him chayav. For that, the Gemara, presumably Ze'iri is following Rabbi Eliezer who darshens the word kol and said that the word kol in the pasuk about burning chametz on the mizbeach teaches that if less than the amount needed to be chayiv is chametz, it combines with the chametz to make him chayiv. If so, regarding the chametz on Pesach, which the pasuk also says kol, one should be chayiv for eating a kazayis of a mixture that contains chametz and matzah, even though there's less than a kazayis of the chametz, and that should be another exception. The answer is chametz on Pesach actually is another exception. The reason Ze'iri didn't mention it is because his purpose was not to mention the exceptions to Rabbi Yechanan's halacha. It was to dispute Abaye's view, because Abaye said that one is chayiv for burning even less than a kazayas of chametz on the mizbeach. Ze'iri argues and says that a kazayas is needed, but except that kazayas can be made up of a combination of chametz and matzah. In fact, the Gemara Abaye asks Rav Dimon, we find the Rabbi Bar Chanan when explaining a Mishnah says that a non-koyin would be chayiv for eating a kazayas of a mixture of truma and chulin, even though he ate less than a kazayas of truma. We see that the prohibited and the permitted items over there do also combine to reach the required amount. Mar says he meant that the non-kohen is chayiv if he ate enough of the mixture to have eaten the full kazayas of the truma in the time that it takes to eat a pras techlis pras. If he did, then it'll be chayiv dairais and we'll get malchus because he ate the full amount. Frech, the Gemara, if the concept of a kedechlis pras is dairais, so why do the rabbanon say that he's not chayiv if he eats kutach on Pesach? There too, if he ate enough of the kutach to have eaten the kazayas of chametz kedechlis pras, it should be chayiv. Mar says kutach is meant to be eaten as a dip. If he uses it as a dip, he'll never get to a kazayas of chametz kedechlis pras. If he eats straight, and it's not considered normal, and it wouldn't be considered eating anyway. Frekli Mar Brisa says if there are two pots, one containing truma and one containing chulin, in front of them are two spice crushers with spices, one of them of truma and one of chulin, and the spices of one crusher falls into one pot, the spices of the other falls into the other pot. We're allowed to assume that the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin. Now, the concept of the achilles pratsa deraisa, how can we be lenient and assume that? Mar says truma of spices is only the rabbonim, that's why we can be makel. However, the concept of the achilles pratsa, it may be deraisa. In fact, the Gemara, Bray says, if there are two boxes of grain, one of truma and one of chulin, two smaller containers of grain in front of them, one of truma and one of chulin, and the contents of one of each container fall into the box, we can assume that the truma fell into truma, chulin fell into truma. Now, if the concept of kedeach is process deraisa, how can we be makel and assume that? Where it says truma, it's talking about truma is manazeh, is only the rabbanon, therefore we can be makel. Fractimor, how could Rabbi Yechon say that mishras teaches that nazir is an exception? Or Braisa says that mishras teaches that the flavor of the wine is just as usher as the actual wine. Meaning, if grapes are soaked in water and they give the water their taste, and another drinks the water, you get malchus. And from nazir, we then learn this concept to all other yisurim in the Torah. But mishras is not available for Rabbi Yechon's drasha. The Gemara says that Braisa follows rabbanon. Rabbi Yechon follows Rabbi Akiva, who does not learn the principle of tam ki iker from mishras, and therefore he can use mishras because it's available, and he can use it to teach that the usher and the mutter items combine to reach the required amount. Where does Taka Rabbi Akiva learn out that tam ki iker? The Gemara says he learns it out from the iser of basa bechalav. Although there's only the taste of the milk and the meat, we don't see any milk. Still, it's usher. The rabbis don't learn from the concept of basa bechalav because they say the iser of basa bechalav is a chiddush. Because meaning if the meat is left to soak in milk all day, it would not be usher. But if it's cooked, then all of a sudden it becomes usher. It's a chiddush, and therefore it can't serve as the basis to teach anything else. Taka Rabbi Akiva learned from basa bechalav. It's a chiddush. Rabbi Akiva learns it didn't from the iser of using kalim from a goy that they use for non kosher. The kalim only have absorbed taste, and yet it's osir, so you see that it's tam kiker. The rabbanon say you can't learn from there either. That's also a chiddush, because even though the absorbed flavor is somewhat spoiled, it's a nice and tam of gam, still it's osir, and therefore it can't be the basis of a teaching into any other context. Rabbi Akiva says that the taste in the kalim is only osir within 24 hours of it being absorbed, during which time it doesn't. It's not, you don't really say that it's nice and tam of gam, and therefore it's not a chiddush. Rabbanon say absorbed flavor becomes pogrom immediately, and therefore it still is a chiddush. Just as the Rabbanon used Mishras to learn that Tam Ki Iker throughout the entire Torah, Rabbi Akiva should use Mishras to teach that the prohibited and permitted items in a mixture, they can combine to get the requisite amount, the minimum amount, he should use that to teach throughout the entire Torah. Rashi answered, the Torah teaches this principle regarding Nazir and regarding Korban Chatas. If the Torah meant, so it's in two places, if the Torah meant that for this principle to be taught all over, then it wouldn't have to write it twice. The fact that it teaches it twice teaches that it only so it should only apply to these two places and nowhere else. The Rabbanan say that Nazir teaches the principle of Tam Ki Iker, and Chatos teaches the principle of Nixtures. Therefore, they're teaching different things. And therefore, the Nazir can be the source for the rest of the Torah, because it's not Shnei Ksumim Abayim Ki Echad. However, Chatos cannot be the source regarding the mixtures for the rest of the Torah, because we can't learn out Chulin from Kaddishim, and therefore Chatos can't be the basis to learn out to other areas outside of Kaddishim. Rav Ashi asked, the Braisa says that the Pasuk by Nazir teaches that the different parts of the grape combine with each other to reach the required Kezias. If, as Rabbi Akiva says, they combine even with permitted items, surely they would combine with the other prohibited items, so why do we need a Pasuk to teach that the different items of the prohibited grape themselves also combine? Rav Kahana said, for the permitted and prohibited items to combine, they must be eaten simultaneously. Prohibited and permitted items combine, I'm sorry, prohibited and prohibited items, I mean, different parts of prohibited parts of the grape combine even when they're eaten one after another.